You are listening to TLRStation.com.
JoJo's View is all about embracing fabulous in life through celebration, gratitude, and generosity. Host Joanne Nuaduck, transformative clarity specialist, has a vision to create a powerful community of women who have much to share with each other and in turn with the world. Joanne and her special guests will inspire, educate, and empower you with concepts, strategies, and engaging conversations designed to help you find clarity, transform your life, and embrace fabulous. Now here is your host, Joanne Nuaduck.
Hey everyone, this is Joanne. I am host of JoJo's View Embracing Fabulous, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have a fantastic guest on today. Today is all about our physical bodies and how we can bring fabulous to them. The guest that I have today is somebody that came into my life close to 10 years ago and truly transformed the way I interacted with the world. Our physical bodies are where we house our beings. And when we're in pain and we're not functioning well, we can't do the activities we want, it holds us back from life. And that's where I was. I was in a state of constant ouch. I was constantly going to physiotherapy. I was seeing my chiropractor. Every time I went and worked out, I would end up with some kind of injury or hurt. I had bilateral rotator cuff injuries. If any of you understand what that is, it means I couldn't even lift my arms to brush my own hair. I was plagued with back injuries from being a nurse and moving people in bed, all sorts of things. And it was frustrating. Like, I don't know if any of you out there, but if you know what I'm talking about, having hurts and pains that are holding you back, it's frustrating. That's all I could say. I was frustrated to no end. Thankfully, at the time, though, I had a wonderful chiropractor that was also a good friend of mine. And one day she just kind of sat down and looked at me and she goes, Joanne, I want to stop treating you as much as I do for injuries. And I want us to work on how do we prevent them? How do we get your body to not get injured so much? And that's when she introduced me to the guest that you're about to meet today. So my special guest today is Gerard Gladney, AKA he's often known as the man with magic hands. He is a master certified active release specialist and life coach with more than 25 years of clinical experience. He is highly sought after for his tactile sensitivity and ability to pinpoint and treat soft tissue injuries with non-invasive surgical precision. As a clinician and coach, Gerard uses functional movement assessment to evaluate his client's level of individual functional movement. This determines a personalized treatment plan which best suits that individual person. Gerard coaches those looking to embark on a new beginning in transforming their bodies and lives, as well as working with high-level athletes in training. So at this point, I want to welcome my guest, Gerard Gladney. Hey, Gerard, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much, Joanne, for having me here and for all those kind words and the experience that we've had over the years and being able to get you on the right track and leading an active and fulfilling life.
Absolutely. Well, I absolutely wanted to share this with the listeners because the message you and I were talking before our recording here, and I know that we're both on the same page, that what we want to get people to understand is that no matter where anyone is in their body, whether they are a high-level performance athlete prone to injuries because of how much they're pushing their bodies, or just the average person, you know, going off to work that wants to live a life pain-free, no matter where you are in life, your body can get better. It is possible to improve and get out of pain is at least the message or the experience that I've had in life, and that's why I want to have you on the show today.
Thank you again very much, Joanne. You know, I've been at this.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I was going to say what I want to start with is share a little bit about your background. What are you? How are you so passionate about what you do?
Well, I got started in clinic 25 years ago as a professional. However, before that, I was exposed to clinic life by my stepfather, who was a chiropractor, who was passionate about treating people and keeping them on the right track. And I learned a whole lot of things, almost like an apprentice, really. at a young age and learned different techniques that he had. And although I wasn't in practice, he taught me things along the way that I have implemented into my practice once I became a massage therapist 25 years ago. And I found that over the years, the body taught me a lot of different things. And really, one of the things that he taught me was to just listen and hear what the body is telling you. And it may sound kind of strange, but really, like you described earlier about the body,
it's important to listen to our bodies.
It's important to listen to our bodies. And yeah. The body will always tell us what we want to know. And so over the years, I have implemented various techniques, both from clinical experience and from mentors along the way, and of course, studies. And I found that being able to treat people with my hands and learning through touch what the tissues feel like and whatnot, I believe it gives me an edge when it comes to employing active release and other techniques, because then I'm able to feel what's going on with the body and be able to treat it more completely.
Gerard, you mentioned that you are certified as a massage therapist. How did you transition to being an ART specialist?
Well, I found as a massage therapist, I was quite limited in what I could treat and how I could treat people. And I learned through a chiropractor that I was working with at the time that active release was something that I might want to entertain learning. And so I took my first course in 1999 and found that it was exactly what I was looking for. It was the next step in being able to treat people more completely. And at the time, they had two different modules available, and I took the spine module, which, of course, I was very familiar with as a massage therapist, having treated people's backs for thousands of hours at that point in my career. And then I went on to learn all the different modules that are available and have kept up my certification. It's one of those things with active release, they require you to get recertified every year. And I think it's important because in practice, we tend to get some of our own habits or bad habits. And what this does, it dials us back in and gets us treating people appropriately again and get reacquainted with our touch, because it's really all about touch and what we can feel going on in the body. And from there, I've just continued my studies and try to stay on top of everything so that I can be as effective as possible.
That's wonderful. At this point, just so people really understand what we're talking about, we keep saying ART or active release. Can you share a little, like, explain to us what it means? I personally know how effective it is, and we can talk about that a little bit further on. But can you share what active release therapy is?
In a few short words, basically, active release is the art of implementing soft tissue movement-based massage techniques that target your muscles, tendons, ligaments, fascia, and nerves. Because at different times, we endure all kinds of injuries. And one of the most common injuries stems from posture. And when I say posture, people often think about, you know, sitting up straight, standing up straight, this sort of thing. But it's also, how do you stand? Is it on one foot? Is it on both feet? How do you sit at your desk? How do you sit when you're reading? Posture is every aspect of our life. So I find that in practice, I'm able to help people not just with the aches and pains, but to re-educate them on how to sit properly, how to stand properly, and to help them become more aware of how they're moving each and every day.
Okay. And now what I want to share at this point is what's different, what I enjoyed, what's different about this than, say, a massage, is people can go in and just wear loose-fitting clothing, and you don't have to change. And you don't do this treatment like a massage and have to get changed or stripped down.
That's correct. I can do it through the clothes typically. And I don't use oils and creams generally. And it's directly through the clothes. And it's on a typical massage or chiropractic table. And it's all about movement. We need to move freely, and that's what I do, is I encourage more freedom of movement in the body.
Right. I remember listening to you give a talk, and one of the lines you use that has stuck in my brain is that motion is lotion to our bodies, that we have to keep our bodies moving. And if I can share at this point, I hinted that I started seeing Gerard as a client 10 years ago. And at that time, I remember I used to book and come in for half-hour appointments. So what are typical ART appointments? How long do they tend to be?
In my practice, what I do is I have a 30-minute assessment and treatment for your first appointment. And then from there, depending on your individual needs, we determine whether it's a 15-minute follow-up, a 20-minute follow-up, or if you're really in trouble, we may need another 30-minute follow-up. And we determine, typically after the first three appointments, a protocol after that as far as how many appointments and with what frequency and exercises, stretching, that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, in my experience, I remember I would come to you, and initially it was because my shoulders were causing me terrific limitations, I guess. I had spent 6 months in physio a number of years prior, but I had been left with residual issues, and they still weren't performing properly. And I started coming to you, and initially I know it was frequently, you know, but now after 10 years later, because I've brought my body, I guess, up to standards, I really only have to come in for a tune-up every few months, which is fantastic.
That's the goal. My goal is to fix people and to get them back into life and doing the things that they love to do. And that's the exciting part for me. And, you know, there's people recently where I haven't seen them in 2 or 3 years. And sometimes they go away after being treated by me and I don't hear from them. And I wonder, you know, did I fix them? And then what's been happening recently, as I said, people are coming back and they're saying, yeah, I saw you for XYZ injury 4 years ago and you fixed me up and now I'm back for this.
And yeah.
To me, that's exciting, to being able to change a person's life and get them back into being able to do what they love to do or want to do. And that's my whole goal.
Yeah. Well, what I appreciated you telling me once was that I know I honestly have vivid memories of coming in and just kind of bemoaning that, I went to this exercise class and I wanted to get my body fit and strong. And within one or two classes, I felt like I had an injury, like my body wasn't functioning. And I remember to this day what you said is there is no point in exercising and trying to strengthen a muscle if it's not functioning properly.
Exactly. What I like to do is to work on people and make sure that they have mobility first. Because if you don't have mobility, you can't stabilize. And if you can't stabilize, you can't strengthen. It's most important to get mobility in the body first and foremost. And then once you get that mobility, a lot of people are really excited about, okay, now I've got pain-free or I've got decreased pain. Now I'm going to go work out or now I'm going to go run or do these sort of things. But you're just doing your body a disservice. You really need to make sure that you have full mobility first and then stabilize the body, as I said. And then at that point, you can start working on strengthening.
Right. That makes total sense. Total sense. And I know in my own experience, it made a difference because I, as I was mentioning before, I'd come in for all these, I started coming in for the shoulder injuries, but I know that you've worked on, I had wrist issue at one point, my lower back has been an issue, my knees, I was blown away by how much this could impact my body. We're going to take a little break at this point, and I hope that you'll join us after the commercial, and we're going to talk a little bit more about conditions that can be treated with ART. How can a highly specialized ART specialist impact your life and what you do? And we'll just continue this conversation. So Gerard, will you join us back after the break?
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
For over 20 years, Medical Mercy Canada has been providing education and skills, health care, and basic needs to refugees along the Burmese borders and impoverished villagers in Ukraine and Nepal. Each year, our volunteers return to those countries, supporting clinics, small hospitals, orphanages, and schools, improving the quality of life for the overlooked, impoverished, and forgotten. Visit MedicalMercyCanada.org to learn how you can help.
When the body is in trouble, we must find and eliminate the cause, not medicate the symptom.
ART, short for Active Release Technique, is a soft tissue movement-based technique that targets your muscles, tendons, ligaments, fascia, and nerves.
Do you want a better quality of life?
Do you want greater strength and endurance?
Do you want to wake up in the morning pain-free?
Take the first step to knowing you are giving your body the best chance to heal.
Put yourself in my hands, and together we can make it happen.
Call the ART specialist at 403-282-5557 and ask for Gerard Gladney today.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Joanne, host of JoJo's View, Embracing Fabulous, and we are continuing our show and interview with Gerard Gladney. He is an active release therapist specialist, and we're learning all about the importance of caring for our bodies, how important functional movement is in our bodies so that we can exercise and strengthen and go through our life doing the activities that we enjoy. So Gerard, welcome back.
Thank you, Joanne. It's great to be back.
Now, we talked a little about what ART treatment is. Do you mind sharing a little bit, because there's a little bit of a mystery around it. I always have people ask me, well, how do you do it? Can you just share a little bit about how you might, say, work on a shoulder or a knee? Like, what is it that you do?
Well, you know, I'm really good at demonstrating.
Okay. It's hard to do that on the radio.
It's difficult to explain, other than, as we talked about earlier, it is generally done through clothes. However, when it comes to shoulders or knees, as you brought up, it's often good for a person to wear like a tank top or something that sort, or a pair of shorts, so I can get directly onto the tissue. Mm-hmm. And be able to, for example, if it's a knee, I would have somebody lying on their back, and I would be moving their leg from a straightened, extended position into a flexed, bent position, while holding on to the tissue that is creating the problem. And basically what I'm doing is trapping the offending tissue under my contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving the appendage, the leg in this case, in such a way so that it frees up the tissue that has become stuck together. Because essentially what happens in injury is the body creates a weld, in that it tries to fix the area, but it's not discriminant on what tissues become stuck together. And therefore, it can create further problems. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to unstick those tissues that are stuck together. And those tissues could be muscle to muscle or to tendon or to connective tissue or nerves. And then you get all kinds of nerve pain, such as sciatica or plantar fasciitis or carpal tunnel syndrome, those sorts of things.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit more about what conditions you find are really successfully treated with ART?
You know, I love it when somebody walks into the clinic and they have some of the ones I just mentioned, carpal tunnel syndrome, especially because a lot of people are considering surgery.
And absolutely. So you can do this and potentially prevent people from having surgery?
Absolutely. I have done it dozens and dozens of times where people have been scheduled for surgery and they've come on in for treatment and I've been able to, they've been able to go and cancel their surgery.
And that's fantastic.
And the recurrence is less than 5%. That is a fact. And then again, when people come in with sciatica, it's really cool for me because I feel like I have an edge because I understand typically where their nerve is entrapped. And oftentimes other treatments can take weeks and months. And typically I can get a lot of sciatic relief within 2 to 3 treatments. And when I say relief, I mean elimination. Typically in one treatment, there's a great deal of relief.
That's, you know what, I have to interject a little share here. I have a girlfriend that was helping me around my house, and she admitted that she has been in chronic back pain. It just never felt like her shoulders released, even though she went for things like massages. And I convinced her to go to you. You may not remember this, but years ago, she confided to me afterwards. You likely don't even know this, that she said that when she went to you, you did her treatment, and she started to cry on the table, that internal relief, but not because of pain, but because of relief. She said it was the first time she felt that she was no longer in pain in years. Well, and mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand what she's saying, that, you know, when we walk around so tight, and what I'm hearing you say is that we build up like old scar tissues. So would you agree? I once heard a statement that chronic injuries are mismanaged acute injuries.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, can you expand on that so that our listeners understand what we're referring to?
Yeah. Our bodies are remarkable, remarkable at compensating, at getting through the day, at getting through the week. We wake up, we're stiff, and we think, okay, a few steps around the house, why not? We'll loosen up and away we go. Well, that just gets exacerbated over the years if we don't do something about it. And that little stiffness or ache or pain or what have you that we choose to deal with and perhaps medicate, over time just gets worse, and our bodies have a remarkable way of just dealing with it. And things like, if we have a hip pain, we just don't stride as far anymore. We don't walk as far. We don't have as long a stride. Our strides are shortened. And then over time and over years, we get a shortened stride. And we just think, well, that's just age. But that's not the case. In 5 minutes, I can take somebody who has a shortened stride and lengthen it and have them feel the difference immediately. And it's just going after the right tissue. And the same with a shoulder. You know, you get a little shoulder tweak and you keep laying on it in bed, and over time, you know, that gets worse. And then maybe it migrates into your neck. And then all of a sudden you start to get pins and needles or numbness or some kind of pain, nerve pain, into your hands.
Yeah.
And perhaps even headaches.
Yeah.
But all of that can be relieved.
Yeah.
All of that can be taken away, unmedicated.
People just, we settle. We just think that, I've so often heard, oh, I have bad ankles, or I have a bad back, or I have that. And my comment usually is, what are you doing about it?
Yes.
You know, and they're kind of like, well, it's almost as if they're saying, you know, I have blue eyes, as if there's nothing that can be done about it. And even that, you can go and get contacts, I guess, and put some color in. But I know for myself, I was in that category. I really, truly was starting to feel that my body just couldn't handle improving. And I want the message today to be that our bodies are improvable at any age. So Gerard, what age of people do you treat?
Well, the youngest person I've ever treated was 18 months.
Wow.
She actually had gone in for surgery because a tear duct, she kept tearing without crying. Had actually gone in for surgery, and her parents were both patient clients of mine. And we talked about it, and actually I said, why don't you just come over to my house? And I had the dad lay down on a treatment table, and I had the baby, the 18-month-old, lay on her dad's chest, and I treated her. And I mean, it was one treatment and it was done. The oldest person I've ever worked on, I believe, is right around 87. Actually, there's a lady right now that I'm working on her shoulder. She's 83.
And that's fantastic.
She's a real fireball, and, you know, has a lot more of life to live, and she doesn't want to live in the pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's just talk a bit, because I know you do more than just ART. That's your main kind of bread and butter skilled area that you focus on. But you also coach people in life. Like if I walked in to you tomorrow, I could come in and say, you know what, I want my wrist worked on today, but I want to improve myself overall. What can you offer me? I want to transform my life.
I do a couple of different things. One of the things I do is, along with my treatment, I do what's called a functional movement screen. So I can do it. I've got video analysis of it as well. So I can show somebody on the screen where their range of motion is, for example, with their shoulder. And then what we can do is I can treat you and immediately in the same appointment show you by way of video the improvement.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's kind of new technology you're embracing right now.
Yeah, it is. It is brand. I just started that in November.
Fantastic.
So it's a really cool thing. And then I can share that information with other practitioners that that particular client goes to, whether it be their doctor or if they have a physio or a chiropractor or what have you. The other thing that I've been doing too is helping people with weight loss. And I have a few clients. I've only just begun that last year. And I have a few clients that their lives have changed immensely. Actually, one of the gals just told me it was February 21st. She texted me and she said, it's officially 6 months today since you and I started on my journey. And she said, I've lost 41 pounds.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And she has completely transformed her life and the way that she's eating, the things that she's eating. And, you know, we didn't start exercise until 3 months into her program because her body wasn't ready. And then once her body was ready and her mind was ready, we started on the exercise program.
That is so important.
It is. You need to be in the right frame of mind, and not just that, but your body needs to be ready to embark on that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, when you're building a house, you need to build the foundation first.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You might be able to put up, you know, I think we walk around like the three little piggies. We might be able to put up a straw shack, but we can't be as great as we are meant and capable and have the potential to be unless we truly set that foundation.
That is 100% right. Foundation and planning first.
Well, that's amazing. Now, I want to skip back just a little bit to the treatments, because it also dawned on me, I know that you use two different treatments. Well, I know you use many different treatments, but I remember calling you once for my daughter, and she had pulled a hamstring playing basketball, and she's a dancer, and having a bad hamstring is not good. And I remember asking, how long should I wait to let it all settle down before I come in and get her treated? Because I knew you for treating my chronic old injuries, but you use different techniques for acute injuries. Yes. Can you tell me more about that? And
yeah,
when you should seek help?
Yeah, I'll give you a little background on that first. The very first course I ever took in active release, at that time, the primary focus of my practice was about 70% motor vehicle accident victims. So when I approached Dr. Mike Leahy, who created Active Release, and I said to him, Dr. Mike, I treat a lot of motor vehicle accident victims, and how soon after an accident can I use Active Release? And his reply to me was, no sooner than 2 minutes. And I was astonished because my training had always been, you know, people go to ice and rest and do all these different things. But once he taught us the technique to employ during an acute injury stage, it was quite remarkable. And then I found that my motor vehicle accident victims that were taking 2 to 3 years to treat a severe whiplash was taking anywhere from 3 to 4 months to recover.
Wow.
And that was astonishing to me. I mean, even some things where people have torn a calf muscle from running, if they can get in to see me within the first few days, it's remarkable at the change. And the first lady I ever treated who tore her calf, as I'm speaking of, she was doing hill repeats. She was back out running 14 days later.
Wow. Well, you know what? I can add to that. We only have like about a minute left here, Gerard, but I can say that the reason I wanted to pull that up is I just had the memory of with my daughter pulling her hamstring. When I asked you, when should I bring her in? You said right away. We had been told she would be out for 3 weeks from basketball and dance. And I remember bringing her in and she had something like 80% of her splits back in that one treatment. You continued to treat her, but she missed only two games and a couple of days of dance. And she was able to get back at least 80% and then 100% within about a week or two. Instead of the typical, you know, the typical injury, soft tissue injuries, we think that we give it 3 to 4 weeks of icing and staying off it and then work, spending several more weeks trying to work back on to using it.
Yes.
So it's quite remarkable.
I remember that because she came in for the hamstring and she was about 80% and she couldn't quite do the splits. And it took me about 2 minutes to eliminate the scar tissue on that particular part of the hamstring. And I remember I asked her to go down and try the splits right there in front of us. And she went down and did it right away. And she was so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've done that. So, you know what? We could continue this conversation for much, much longer. But what I would encourage is if somebody wants to continue the conversation that they contact you. Currently you're working at Brentwood Chiropractic Clinic, I understand?
Yes, for the past 10 years.
Excellent, excellent. So they can certainly reach you there. And I am so grateful for you being on the show and I'm so grateful for being introduced to you. And I want to put it out there again that no matter where you are in your physical journey in life, whether you are riddled with aches and pains or you're a high-level athlete, you know, which you can potentially be prone to a lot of injuries, and you are improvable. There is techniques out there, and ART may not be the one for you, but I know it was for me, but I guess the message I want is that get out there and look and find out what's out there and find out what's right for you. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. If I could add just one thing,
sure.
The way that I operate is
sure.
That when the body is in trouble, we must find and eliminate the cause. That's the way I work, not to medicate the symptom.
So smart. So smart. Thank you so much, Gerard. We really appreciate you being here.
You're welcome. And thank you, Joanne, so much for having me.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to embrace fabulous? Joanne wants to hear from you. Contact her at joanne@fabulousat50.com to find out more. Thanks for listening to JoJo's View. Have a fabulous day.